What podcast is this? What number?
140.
No.
50.
I'm giving your hand signals.
One, oh, this is a big one. 150.
50. Oh, 150. I already said it, boom, bro.
All the intro that music is, we've had over
that
the
is
years.
Something.
It probably was. I think there was. Sure. I think I'd hear it. From the Police to other music.
Yeah, all kinds of other music.
Welcome to Dorktown episode 150.
It's a monumental episode. Greatest of all
time. It's only taken us 8.5 years to get to 150.
Fucking, we are on a roll.
Probably not.
Yeah, we are. Hell yeah, we are. Welcome, hello, Fresno and the world, to the podcast with teeth. The only podcast with teeth. I'm Mikey.
I'm Bells, and our podcast has balls, too.
Oh, okay.
Big fucking balls.
And it has tits.
Big fucking tits and balls.
Yep.
I needed to add mine in.
Podcast has balls, tits, and
there's
teeth.
Curves everywhere.
There's a lot going on.
Everywhere.
A lot going on. We don't know if it's male or female. Nobody knows. It just is.
Has love handles.
Because it's old.
Those are side tits.
It's old and it's going to have some fat. Some.
I call those side tits.
Side tits.
Hey, your side tits show.
Side boob.
Thank you.
The side boob hour. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a podcast. So we've been doing it for
and
a long time. You'd think we'd know what we're doing.
Ta-da!
But we don't.
Out of episode 150, we just would like to say thank you and good night.
Yeah. For the about the 150th time, we've said this is our last show.
That would have been the most awesomest ending right now.
That was
been
it.
Like, all right,
let's
dude,
just do it.
Thank
just
you
edit
and
it out
good
that
night.
Way.
No, I can't do it.
I know you.
My
can.
Life, this gives me my life meaning. I know. Dorktown.
No.
Don't say it like that. No. There's no meaning to this.
Well, okay.
All right. You no.
Children are dying in other countries while this is going on.
This podcast is happening.
It
people
is
are dying.
Terrible, and I cannot believe you're not out there helping
it's
these
just
children
fun
dying.
Not to be taken seriously.
Sally Struthers is out there helping these children. You are not out there helping these children.
Obviously.
Driving drunk and helping
Dave children. Matthews is writing a song about Sally Struthers helping children with flies all over
there. There's been some fallout from the last podcast, 149, with Caleb was on and everything.
Like some bad? People think
think it was like the best podcast ever, and others think it was terrible.
Really?
Ed Stewart thinks it was terrible.
Ed? Really?
Yeah. But Dan Furnercase says it was like the funniest thing ever.
Ed, I didn't talk a lot. That's why. You missed
it. It might have been it.
It wasn't that. We let other people try to, you know, entertain.
And mm-hmm. Sometimes Bells just steps aside and says, I'm going to just let
I don't
this
wanna,
happen.
I don't want to, you know.
I'm just going to drink my beer and let this happen.
Yeah, I don't want to be my own huge thunder just rolling in, mm-hmm. taking over. Sometimes you got to let them do their thing.
But I don't know. I was pretty drunk during it. I don't
it was
know
good like in the
else,
first
but.
Half. The second half, we lost it.
But sometimes that's fun. Like, where else are you going to hear people just losing it? Like me.
Carol Burnett Show.
Really drunk. Carol Burnett Show. The second half of the Carol Burnett Show, everyone just got shit-faced.
And they keep laughing at each other.
Well, that's kind of true.
That was like one of my favorite shows when I was young.
That was kind of true. They would just Harvey Korman.
Show was awesome.
Tim Conway would just make Harvey Korman just bust
crack up.
That was just half of the humor of the show. It was just, let's see if Tim Conway can make Harvey Korman.
Oh, he did.
Laugh.
There it is.
Yep, he's laughing. This is television and it's happening right now and he's making him laugh when he should be doing a sketch. This is hilarious. Amazing. Just like when Jimmy Fallon was on SNL.
That was like the hardcore. That was the equivalent of I'm a teenage pregnant chick on MTV that's on right now, that show. You know, 16 and pregnant.
Yeah.
That was the equivalent of that back then.
It's Carol Burnett Show.
It was the
The 16 and pregnant of the 70s.
That's right.
Wow.
The shockingness of,
shockingness.
Hey,
this guy's
he's making
breaking character on
breaking
live
character.
TV.
That was like fucking anal sex here with a 16-year-old.
This is like people
that's
put
what
their children to bed.
Like, you know,
I don't want
say,
you seeing this.
Oh, you know, we paid like, you know, only 65 cents a gallon of gas, you know, and you're like, oh, fuck, man, that's the equivalent of like $4.50. You know, if we pay $4 a gallon here, you know, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I'm following it.
Comparison
I'm following it
completely.
Nobody else is following that.
You know.
Oh, I got it.
Dan Furnercast liked it. The show.
Yeah, Dan. Dan.
Big
guitar
Dan.
Beast.
That guy's a good guy. Oh.
Oh shit.
No, he's not here.
You fucking better. That's a Red Frank doll we have here on the table. He squeezes.
Yep. I pulled the string.
He pulled the string.
Oh, the voodoo doll we
yep.
have of Red
Wait,
Frank.
Pull
it. It's in his ass. It pulls right out of his ass.
Damn liberals, you son of a bitch, you liberal. See that? Buy that this Christmas for your children.
Yeah, they will
buy the
really
Red
really
Frank doll.
And then buy him a BB gun. Then buy him a BB gun and tell him they can shoot at it.
Obama wants to tell you what underwear to wear. See that? Yeah. He'll say anything.
You've been pulling strings there, man.
I don't like it.
Keep pulling the strings. I'm sure there's like an 80s rock ballad that was named after that saying. Pulling the string.
Pull the string. Pull the string.
Pull the strings.
That sounds good.
You and me. Puppet of love.
Puppet of love?
Pull my strings.
Yeah, that sounds good. Is that a Striper song? No, that's Striper. Would be Jesus would be involved.
Jesus would
Striper
be involved.
Song.
That's right.
Jesus, pull my strings. Ding, ding, ding. What? Oh, that's too crazy. What you were saying before, that was on, yeah, dead
was
on.
Out of control.
I just put it up another level and it just stops the show.
Amanda Bynes
I don't know
went
where you're at.
Amanda Bynes went in for psychiatric equation and
evaluation
and equation. I think you need to go too.
Yeah, you're right.
I think you're breaking down.
I need some
You
more
start
beer.
Throwing bongs out of the Dorktown studio.
We're drinking Tioga Sequoia,
John
Sherman IPAs.
Jerry Dyer, Tioga
Vagina.
There's
a bong inside Dorktown studio.
A bong?
Bomb.
Oh.
Did you say bomb? Bong.
You just put us on the watch list now.
No,
you
said, not right. say that.
Dyer yeah. now has us targeted.
Dyer. Jerry Dyer is listening to all anything that bomb related. 150.
We're fucking surrounded.
We got an email from Chase Jackson, who's been apparently listening forever.
Yeah.
And it was just like a random email from Chase Jackson. It was like asking, dude, why haven't you had the Fay Rays or Super Lucky Cats on lately? Now, this is a couple of shows we had like years ago. Years ago, we had Super Lucky Cats on and then the Fay Rays on. And Super Lucky Cats aren't a band anymore because, you know,
bands break up. Has this been an email that just got lost?
Maybe.
And you didn't get it till now?
Chase is just like, what?
Oh, you finally sent it. You finally
sent it. But and then Fay Rays are still kind of a band, but Eli lives in L.A., so really doesn't happen too much.
He's drumming for Skid Row now.
We did have Eli on kind of recently as a member of the Quiet
within
Americans.
The last year, maybe.
Within the
maybe
last year and a half like or yeah. so. I think it might have but,
yeah, that was it.
Those are cool shows. That Super Lucky Cat show was a weird one because Bells couldn't make it, and Becky, like, didn't want to be involved in it. This is back in the days where Becky kind of picked and choose what shows she wanted to be involved with.
Yep.
And sometimes she's like, I don't think I want to be on that one. So she just wasn't on it. So she just went to bed. So it was just me interviewing the band good. Super Lucky Cats on the patio. Oh. And they played a live show. They played like four live songs on the show, and it sounded good.
On our patio, yeah.
Like, on our patio, and it sounded, like, excellent. Like, almost like a studio recording or something. Somehow, like, magically. Like, it was, like, one of the rare moments where I was actually recording properly.
And I wasn't there.
And nobody else was there. It was just me. And they actually brought, like, a little crew to, like, watch them, which helped because it would have been even weirder. But then that crew, like, once the show started, they just kind of left or just, like, about halfway through, they're just like, yeah, we're just going to go. And like, so the people that came with them, their friends, just basically decided that they're not having a good enough time hanging out with this Dorktown show and just left.
Yeah,
so
they wanted to go to Fiesta Fajita and karaoke Fiesta. Night.
They're like, there's a karaoke.
There's some karaoke at
the two hosts.
Fajita Fiesta.
But
Chase has been listening for a long time, and he said that, like, back in the day, he just replayed those episodes several times back in 2007. And I don't know. Thanks, Chase, for emailing and listening for that long.
We haven't even gone back and listened to those.
Actually, they're not really available right now.
Yeah, they'll never get them again.
There's an issue with GoDaddy and Blogger.com. There's a whole thing going on right now I haven't sorted out yet. I think I'll be able to get them
Are knives going to be involved?
Yeah, maybe. I think I'm going to be able to get all the episodes back, the moment, they are not available.
Do you need a fucking sword?
I need a sword.
I need
ninjas.
I don't have just swords. I have fucking swords.
All right. I need those.
I have them.
Do you remember anything? Since this is 150, this is an excuse to, like, remember something from the years past. I'm throwing this out right now. Like, we have no preparation, so I'm just seeing if something's going to happen right now.
What?
I always admired the Lock and Loaded 2000. I always enjoyed the
commercials. We used to actually write bits.
Write bits and do commercials.
Now we're too lazy not to write bits anymore.
Yep.
Locked and Loaded.
Locked and Loaded.
Wait, what was that? What was that?
About erectile dysfunction.
Erectile dysfunction commercial. Yeah.
Yep. You need to pull that shit up and play it.
I can't.
Like you just said, he doesn't have.
There's a whole issue going on. Once we get to episode 200, we're going to throw all the old shit out there. Either year 10 or episode 200.
I don't think we'll make it to 200, man.
We're going to make it, dude. To make it.
No way. We're not going to make it to 151. It's going to be Bacardi night.
151, huh? We have a remote going on. Speaking of old things we do all the time, that's kind of been a tradition of having remotes happening.
Yeah.
And we have one going on now.
Do you remember when Aaron and Derek were at the U2 concert and he kept calling into the show?
That was, oh, there
all you hear is this.
That was hilarious. It was like, yeah, our friends, Aaron and Derek have been on the show several times. They're at a literally at a U2 concert
while we're recording. Yeah, in the middle, like right in the center of this.
Yeah, so we're like
stage.
Yeah, so we're like, hey, call us during show, and we'll get like some of the U2 concert on the show or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. Every time he called, it was just nothing.
Bad move.
But it was funny because Bells was making fun of it. So, but we have a remote going on at Tokyo Garden at the Fuse Fest.
Oh, I was there. I was there.
Listening to the back channel, and there's some like jumbly audio right now. There's some problems with the recording or the audio right now, but let's just go and try and deal with it. We're gonna go out to Tokyo Garden right now, see what's happening out there. There it is. Wait. No, that. Yeah, that's
Greg,
it.
Greg, Den, 60 years.
What's up?
Caleb from Actress.
What's up?
Hello. And other things.
Can I speak for you?
From Dorktown Podcast. Yes. Hilarious regular on Dorktown Podcast.
I've only done two.
You're a regular,
you're
bitch.
A yeah. You've done two podcasts. You're a stable.
I know. Exactly.
You're stable.
Why are you so much more funny on Dorktown than on Den 60?
Ooh.
Why did you say that? Did he tell you to fuck off?
Not that funny to make us funnier.
Oh.
They were so
they were so nervous and loud that I just kind of got sheepish and like couldn't be my full potential.
Yeah.
But like versus you and Becky and Bells are so cute and so precious that it's like easier.
Apparently, why are you wearing pants? You're running.
That's my thing. That's my thing. After the festival, I go pants.
I'm Mike C. I don't wear pants when I go to Fuse Fest.
Wait, is that the after party? Like no pants party afterwards?
No pants.
I don't know why you have pants on. It's kind of weird. I walked by with her kid, and she was like, "Oh, your dick is weird." And I was like, "Oh." She's like, "I've got a kid, and your dick is way too weird for him to look at. If you had a normal dick, maybe, but I mean, your dick is way too weird."
Right. It's the fact that it's
my
weird.
My baby looks at all kinds of dicks, but yours is just way too weird. It's just way too out there for my baby to enjoy.
I'd rather it not be my mouth. I mean, not right now. I'm on a diet. I'm on a dick diet. It's called vegan.
I think it's fishy.
That was a different language.
Blake Jones. Blake the Jones.
Interview Blake Jones.
Meet here.
Blake
Jones.
Common friend.
Look, Blake Jones is coming to this. Yes.
Songwriter.
Blake loves Actress.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you guys have like recordings and stuff?
I have two records on Bandcamp.
What do you guys call it? The internet? It's like these things that go.
It's kind of like a typewriter, but it's hooked to other.
But it's like a typewriter that's hooked up to different
other people's
phones.
It's like up to the
you can talk.
TV that you can look at pictures and you can type in
space television. It's a space television. That's a good description.
Okay, so like a space television and Actress in one night.
Actress.bandcamp.com on space television. And that's where it is. It's all there. And now Josh T is here.
Yes.
Party's over.
I lost it.
It's great. Now there's more podcasters.
We're trying to see how many
podcasters we can get.
Anybody else podcast right here?
Anybody has a podcast?
Is that something you do with the magic elephant?
Wow.
You just said. Something's happening here.
We're trying.
Okay. So sum up Fuses. It's over, right? Are we done?
It's over.
We're done.
Sum it up
now.
There's one more band. 1, 2, 3, Death.
I don't have time for that.
For the first time ever in Fresno, Malcolm Sosa from Rademacher's band is going to play here.
Well, I'm going to go home, get high, and listen to Celestial Soda Pop.
Well, that's not really a festival, but all right.
It is.
It's in here. All right. Let's go back to the studio. You want to go?
There you go. Thanks, guys, out there at Tokyo Garden right now.
Were they jerking off right there at the end?
Maybe.
What the hell was that?
Maybe.
Fucking like a gazelle.
Whoa.
Or someone was sucking someone
like
off?
Like a gazelle.
Suck them off like a gazelle.
Like a gazelle. Fuse Fest is great. Producer Becky worked the Fuse Fest.
For the first night, second night, I was trapped with a sick child.
Trapped. I'm trapped. Child. It's trapping me, God, child.
I made it. I made it not.
You did not make it. What's your excuse?
I didn't have an excuse. I just was like, no, if I stayed home, I'd be the good dad.
Well, there, that's an excuse.
I'd be the good dad, the good husband.
Be the good dad. I'd be good husband.
Yeah. I was just buying like weekends. Like,
yeah.
Stockpiling is what I know I was what doing. You're I'm doing. Like, all right, I'm building up
I understood.
Credits.
I understood.
My daughter freedom had credits. Some kind of infectious disease.
That's what they are.
So
freedom credits.
I'm building up freedom credits so I can get the fuck away.
There you go.
For the weekend.
Or a day and a half. Whatever. I'll take whatever. Anything.
There you go. All the married men are nodding. Yes.
Yes.
Let's,
all the single guys are like, not, what the fuck are they me. Talking about, man? I thought they were talking about pussy.
Except for you.
No, I get all kinds of freedom.
Yeah.
Speaking of music festival, the Spanspick Music Festival, Music and Arts Festival, it's coming to Orosi, California.
Black crows are coming to Table Mountain.
Black crows are coming to Table Mountain.
I want to go to that.
Corn's coming to the Fresno Fair.
No, I don't want to go to that.
Oh, you're not going to come to that? Corn used to have an intro song to the Dorktown podcast.
Actually, you know what? Maybe. That might not be a
if
bad
you're gonna
concert
go,
to go.
If you're going to go to the fair one night, why not go to the Corn night? And one of the bands that's playing at Spanspick is Tyrannosaurus Zebra. I like
oh,
them.
I like it
their
because
name.
There's a Z in the name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you like that, huh?
I like that.
And let's listen to them here on Dorktown, episode 150.
This is music.
Always playing your local music all
round
the time.
Round the clock, 24-7, always.
That's right.
Spinning the greatest local music in your life.
Dorktown.
Insane, well probably true. It's all
That was good.
That was pretty fucking good, wasn't it? Dropped him, just his ear fucked him the whole time.
Shit right in there.
It kind of like massaged it a little bit at first.
Massage your taint a little bit.
Did like mild violation.
Mild violation. And then that's a new podcast right there. Mild violation.
And then, you know.
You're like, this is a little bit of a mild violation. It's a
mild violation. Things got heated. All right.
You like mild violations.
Things got heated.
Let's go to the podcasting segment of Dorktown. Producer Becky.
What?
Yes. I
thought we were on the podcasting segment.
Yeah, we're always on the podcasting segment.
Hell is that shit?
Producer
Becky. We jump a fence or something?
Yeah. Producer Becky was mentioned on a recent Furnicast.
Oh, yeah.
How dare they? It's so nice. How dare they?
How dare they? And
do a fucking Vader choke on you right now.
How dare they? How dare you mention anybody from this podcast on your podcast?
Your insolence will be dealt with. You do the choke. That's it.
You can't. It's really hard.
You failed me for the last time. It's really hard
to do the choke on the podcast. Here, listen. Listen to this.
Yeah, that's sick.
I think you just shit your pants.
But
Mike just sharted on fucking podcast
on episode 68 of the Furnicast. What they do instead of Fonzie A's, here we do Fonzie A's, you know, give props to people. On Furnicast, they do squinches. It's called squinch. Squinches. Give a squinch out to the squinchies. It's very cute. It's very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's hear what a recent squinch, if I can pull it up properly here. I don't know.
They're from Wyoming.
I had it bookmarked, and now it's not working, so...
Right, Wyoming?
Yes, we talk about Dan and Mandy all the time on here, because they're kind of awesome, and Red Frank actually appeared on their show once.
Wow.
Can you believe
that? With or without clothes.
But they have, as a guest, they have a guest from Epic Pod Quest. On there, and you'll see what happens here eventually. I'm sorry, we're just gonna have to endure this fucking unprofessionalism here while we get to this.
You're just kind of in the background now.
I'm drinking a Tioga Sequoia double dry hop right now.
Good.
It's fucking delicious.
Yeah, it's drinking delicious. A bitter American.
Tastes pretty fucking fresh. Thanks.
Here we go.
Sequoia. I love a fresh fucking double dry hop.
He's a bitter American.
Delicious.
All right, we're going to have to...
I'm sending some down to a buddy of mine down south. Have him try a little couple of double dry hops, couple of sugar pine porters.
Yeah.
Got any little wine
sack? Hear that, Tioga? See? All right, let's
spreading
listen
the love, man.
Let's listen in to the Furnicast.
How fun that is.
It's super fun. I love it.
It's pretty fun. I need to squinch producer Becky of the Dorktown podcast because she took up for me and defended me against the evil, I'm going to say it, Red Frank, on the last Dorktown podcast.
He's just a man of strong convictions.
Wait till you get a knife fight with him.
I think he was pretty nail on the head there.
But anyways, producer Becky took up for me and defended me against Red Frank, and that's not easy to do, and I'm going to give her a squinch because of it. Squinches to you, producer Becky. Liberal power.
Yeah, I want a fucking battle. Liberal power. Thank you so much.
Don't listen to him. He's going to start again. Don't you listen.
No, just listen to me, Becky.
Don't.
For once in your life.
No.
She's been mentioned on the show before, Grant. You don't have to be mean to her.
She hasn't been listening. She hasn't been mentioned on my show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know what? Even Travis has been mentioned on our show. You know, I think I even gave him shit the last time on our show, too, but he wasn't on your show, so no, it's on Travis.
Double-barreled
him. Wow, he was talking through his teeth. Did you hear that?
Did you hear that? Because it was real.
Holy shit. Grant is just full of hate.
Oh, it's fucking on.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Travis and Becky, you're on my shit list right now.
Her off there this instant. No.
You guys were like follow top... Becky on Twitter because I don't think I follow her yet. And then I'm just going to give her a bunch of shit.
You guys were on the Dorktown list. You were climbing the rankings.
No, we're all over the Dorktown list, but I don't follow her personally, but I will.
Oh.
You better.
I will. That I will follow her lucky. And give her shit, and then I will give her digital shit as well.
You're lucky there's not a list anymore.
Yeah, it's
one final squinch to Grant Lahey.
Why are you making goalposts out of your hand?
There you go. Everyone now. Now you have to tweet Grant Lahey and just give him total shit. Mm-hmm. See that? Don't fuck with producer Becky. You will die.
Yep, you will get die. It will be sent from Fresno.
You will get Fresno.
It will
and
be
die.
Postmarked Fresno. When you open it up from Fresno, it'll be die.
You'll be the died.
Those of you who've just been delivered the die.
Bells doesn't watch Breaking Bad.
Mm-mm. But
I've thought about.
He's thought about it, but
I haven't.
Producer Becky and I have been marathoning Breaking Bad for the past month.
Which is unhealthy for your brain,
I have
to say.
It's not healthy to marathon Breaking Bad.
No, it's not healthy.
It kind of messes with you.
Yeah.
It messes with your dreams. It messes with your daily routine.
I've had like anxiety after watching it at night, like waking up in the and I don't do that. That's not like me at all. And it's definitely like, it's just a lot to take in. A lot of like storyline that you're interested in, but it's really fucked up shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a very real feeling.
Very real. Very real.
That's what that's and one of the appeals about it.
I used to get that when I watched Chico and the Man.
I still haven't seen, 5:15?
Scares the shit out of me.
But I saw 5:14. I sat there for like
fucking old
a
man.
While and cried after it was all over. It was just like a lot of shit that just happened and it was like burst out at the seams there.
Yeah.
When the old man walks into the shop and he's like, Chico! Chico's like, oh, man, I gotta go see the old man now. He's going to want to touch me.
Yeah, that was a pretty raw point. Yep. Chico the Man. But he did, that guy did kill himself.
Yeah, he did. He shit out Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah. Pretty raw.
Shit him out, I said.
Said shit him out, bro. Come on.
Shit him out.
But we asked for predictions on the Breaking Bad, the ending of the Breaking Bad, and Custom Drywall. Who Custom Drywall I met at the Fuse Fest finally. One of our bigger listeners finally got to meet him at Fuse Fest. He told producer Becky, wanted to respectfully say hi to producer Becky and Bells. And
respectfully?
He's a big fan. And it was a big deal. I got to meet Cousin Drywall at Tokyo Garden. Jesus. But he says his prediction for, we'll see if this is true. And if you're listening to this now, you'll know this is true or not. He says, Marie kills Walt.
I said that's actually probably going to happen.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Some more out there prediction?
I say.
What do you say, Bells?
What do you say, Bells? Yeah.
Dave. And Maddie.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Hook it up at the end.
They totally just do it. And they show it on AMC. They show a penis into vagina.
And Demi Moore's in the sandwich right in between
vagina,
them.
Vagina, did you
they,
just say?
They show a penis into a vagina. Yeah.
Demi Moore is inside
Demi
of it.
Moore is in the,
inside the vagina, grabbing
give
the penis.
Me that penis.
I got it.
I've been here in this vagina, and now I've got this penis.
He's going to crawl into Bruce Willis's pee hole.
Bites the penis. And,
yep.
And then the guy with
like
the
a
penis
parasite.
Is like, ah.
He's got a penis parasite. That? And that's what happens when you marry a celebrity. You get a penis parasite.
Oh. Yeah.
And things go bad.
Probably, actually.
Lauren's prediction for... Breaking Bad, Lauren from Beer Up Your Life, at Beer Up Your Life. Turns out the cancer wasn't real, and Walt didn't care that much about the money. It was all just elaborate ploy to get Jesse really into chemistry.
Because chemistry.
I'm going to do it, Dad.
Yeah. That's pretty hilarious.
I'm going to do it.
And then, one of the founders of Wicked Radio Network, Beardy Leroy from Dead Man Walking, says Jesse gets shot, slips into a coma, and dies. Skyler and Walt Jr. escape to Argentina. Walt steals Jesse's body and dumps it in the desert. Walt drives his car into an oncoming tornado, and everyone thinks he's dead. But in the very last scene, he's a motherfucking lumberjack. Sounds good. It's like a mix of Dexter and like everything. All right.
Those are rad predictions.
Those are some predictions for the Breaking Bad. Well, now we know whether those are true or not.
I think the Dave and Maddie one's the ones.
Yeah, I think so. Dave and Maddie hook up with the penis that
Demi Moore comes out of Maddie's vagina and grabs Bruce Willis's penis and gives it puts it in a headlock.
Grabs it. Oh, I got your penis in a headlock. What are you going to do now, Bruce Willis's penis?
I'm going to fuck Ashton Kutcher.
Damn it.
After when I'm done with this penis, I'm going to fuck Ashton Kutcher. Who's that? I don't know. He hasn't been born yet. But when he is, I'm going to fuck him.
I'm going to fuck him and fuck him real good. So
I'm Demi fucking Moore. There's a reason my middle name's fucking. Fuck.
Bells, have you gotten... Grand Theft Auto 5?
No.
What the fuck?
Although, I was just speaking to a friend of mine earlier whose son purchased it. And interesting enough...
Wow. One That's of an the, old friend you have.
One of the characters on it is you go and work for an Armenian car salesman repo guy.
Oh, no. It is not.
Yeah.
And shifted and borrowed.
No, it's shifted
and reverse. Foreign or domestic, you cannot you be my service.
That's a nice one, Mike.
Thanks.
Nice. Way to throw that call in back. There, man. You Dark are good.
Callback.
You are good. I will give you that. Mm-hmm. You are good.
Hey, you're welcome. What? Go ahead.
I don't know, but you threw me off now.
There's That's an Armenian correct. In Grand Repo Theft Auto 5.
Yeah.
Repo guy.
You work for him.
You got to work for
you gotta
him.
You got to go repo some cars. You do some missions for him.
Nice. Yeah. You remember Bells? Because Bells and I played Grand Theft Auto, like the original version.
Yeah.
When nobody else was playing it. Didn't it feel like you and I were like the only ones that played that game? When it was old school, where you just had the
top view
of just the car going through the map. Essentially, that's what the video game was. And like it seemed like you and I were like the only ones into that game.
Yep.
And we're just like, oh, that's an awesome game, isn't it? Like, yeah. And
like steal cars.
No one else knew what the fuck it was. And you're like, yeah, you get to steal cars and the police chase you. And then you hide in the garage and
hookers.
They repaint your car.
You go strip joints.
Repaint your car.
Yeah, that was a cool thing.
You're getting chased by cops. You go get your car repainted and then they can't find you.
You're like, I have no idea who you are.
God.
And then you change the radio was like a huge component.
Yeah.
Like changing the radio station was just huge.
The radio was pretty awesome.
those are all the components that all you needed back then. But now it just has everything.
Yep.
Jason Tabris from nerdbastards.com has this great review where like he totally clicks on what I would do if I get this. Finally, if I eventually get this game, where you just like go explore, it's like
that's all you do. Yeah,
you just go like I don't care. I don't give a shit about missions. I just don't. I'm just like that. Just takes time. I'm just gonna go do shit.
Yep.
And that's what he does. He's like, I'm just gonna go explore and see what I can find. And he goes and finds an island and he finds all the shit. Like I'm like yeah, that's what I'm about on Grand Theft. I'm just gonna do whatever the fuck I want. Don't tell me about missions. I don't give a shit about your missions. I just want to go hang out.
Every now and then I like to swipe my knife at a cop.
And just go, whoosh, whoosh. What do you think of that?
Fucking slice.
Just see how many. Yeah, I do like to see how many cops I can get after me.
Before I get caught.
Before I get caught. That is fun.
How many I can kill before they realize I've killed all of them.
Before they realize I am the number one guy they should be getting.
Yep, but I've been slicing all of their necks.
Producer Becky is way into this shit right now.
Totally. She's wanting to play a game right now. Video game.
They're fun to watch.
Video games. Oh, yeah. Remember back in the NHL 14 is out, Bells. Are you going to get it?
No.
NHL 14?
Nope.
You
I don't even know
bastard.
If I'm going to get the next Call of Duty.
Ooh, now whoa, that's crazy.
That's
basically, serious. You're shutting down your video game system then.
I don't know. I kind of want Battlefront to come out.
Oh yeah, who doesn't?
I guess I'll get the Black.
You're getting Battlefront.
Whatever it was, the Call of Duty.
When it, is there even one being worked on right now?
They had like a teaser for it for the next Battlefront game.
They for the Battlefront, but I mean for
there's a Call of Duty Ghosts, Ghost Recon or Ghosts. Fonzie out to Ghosts. And Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. Yep. Who once lived inside Maddie's vagina.
Yeah. Once grabbed Bruce Willis.
Sybil Shepherd's vagina once housed Demi Moore.
It's time for the Fonzie A's here in Dorktown. We get props, everyone. Producer Becky's hanging out. She's really annoying.
So when he's like having this sex.
Stupid video game conversation.
I'm when not. Bruce Willis
no,
is having
just
sex.
She's just being cool. She's just being cool. She's being cool.
When Bruce Willis is having sex with Sybil Shepherd, he's actually having sex with two women because Demi Moore is inside her vagina.
I get it.
That's pretty good.
Like so,
and he doesn't realize it yet until he comes out and he's like, oh, I've been trying to pee lately and things hurt. And they do an x-ray and they're like, well, you have Demi Moore stuck in your pee hole.
With a fucking knife.
Yeah. She's clawed onto it.
Stuck in your pee hole.
Two knives.
But wouldn't he be like, well, this is like an amazing experience right now because I feel like I'm in a vagina, Sybil Shepherd's vagina, which is great. But then there's something else going on the tip of my penis. Like there's something, I can't explain it, but something else is going on. Like she's no other vagina I've experienced.
She's trying to penetrate you like a catheter.
Yeah. So wait, so Demi Moore, so she's tiny, she's inside the vagina, so she's like trying to get inside the pee hole. She's like, let's see what happens inside Bruce Willis' pee hole.
Like lay eggs, fucking alien eggs.
Yeah, she's like laying stuff.
I'm going to lay some alien eggs in the pee hole.
She's just like, you know, eating Taco Bell and some of like the remnants is like falling inside of Bruce Willis' penis hole.
Seven layer burrito. Pee hole.
Yeah, some of the so he's got
okay,
like
you guys.
Mini seven layer burrito inside of Bruce Willis's pee hole from Demi Moore eating
and
Taco
it
Bell.
Burns. It burns when
and
he pees.
Like because she's using the hot sauce, the fire sauce.
Yeah,
take
the fire sauce.
Enough.
She's using fire sauce. She's
and,
not
and
using.
And Bruce
mild
is like,
sauce.
I thought I'm clear of this stuff. I thought I got this stuff cleared up.
I thought I cleared up this Taco Bell.
Why my
shit from a
urine
penis.
Really stings right now because they're all up in his penis.
Yeah.
It's an amazing,
and
amazing
there's
story.
No way a doctor
and
could figure that
like
shit out.
That's what it's like to be famous.
And there you go.
And that's
what it's like to be
and
Bruce Willis.
That's what I predict will be the ending of Breaking Bad.
There it is.
Okay, that's
Bruce Willis will be in the ending of Breaking Bad.
How perfect
Bells
would
that
be?
Said it.
Good.
There you go. Fonzie to Wicked Radio Network. All our friends there at Wicked Radio Network.
They want us to join their gang.
I think they would probably like that.
They've got a podcasting gang.
They got a gang.
Do you guys? Like, do you guys?
Gang.
Do we have to get tattoos?
Do you have to get tattoos?
Do we have to
WRN tech hashtag WRN tattoos?
Do we have to do a drive by or something?
A drive by at another podcasting network. If we join your podcasting network, do we have to do a drive by and someone else? Yeah.
Remember when we used to have foes? And in podcasting, there was like someone, there's like a couple that talk shit about us once,
oh,
and we
yeah
fucking berated them.
Oh, yeah.
I see that guy at Starbucks all the time.
Oh, he's moving to New York because he's special.
Oh, yeah. He's special.
He's some, he's
anyone that
New
gets
York
out of Fresno, you make fun of.
Oh, so fuck funny. Yeah, I do. The fuck? If I move out of Fresno, somebody may make fun of me, dude. Better tear me down. If you move out, no. Here it is.
I moved out of Fresno.
You're not gonna get moved. You're not gonna get made fun of for moving out of Fresno. But if you fucking flaunt it and say, sorry, you guys are still here in Fresno. I'm moving on to this city.
Yeah.
Look at me, fucking like my Facebook photo that I'm moving out of Fresno.
That's great. You can go suck dick in New
York. You guys
York
can
now
go ahead and be sucky in Fresno.
I don't think it was like against Fresno. I think it was just like, hell yeah, I got a promotion. I'm moving to New York.
He didn't get a promotion.
Who the fuck wouldn't celebrate moving to New York? From
fucking
anywhere.
Bullshit.
I wouldn't.
From anywhere.
New York's
who the
a shithole.
Who the fuck does he think he is?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
really.
What I'm saying.
Fuck him.
That's what I'm saying.
Fucking bullshit. Alan Ochi should hang his ass from a fucking tree.
I'll
hang him. I like that.
And Jerry Dyer use him as a motherfucking pinata.
Yeah.
And split that motherfucker in half.
Oh, uh-huh. Jesus.
Let his gut spill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feed off
just
of it.
Just eat it. Eat his guts. This is what you get from trying to move to New York, you son of a bitch.
Shit. Don't taste very good.
So you fucking Fresno little snob. It's not
Fresno
anything
snob.
That has to do with Fresno. It just is it.
Yes, it does have there. To do with Fresno.
No, it doesn't.
You weren't there, Producer Becky, when they were talking shit about Fresno all the fucking time, and we fucking put them down in their place, and then everybody forgot about that. Then nobody remembered that.
Well, I didn't even know about it, and I wouldn't have talked to the dude. I would have never talked to him.
You can still talk to him. It's not that fucking raw.
I wouldn't have. I would have stabbed him in his fucking neck.
I see him at Starbucks every morning, and I know who he is.
Fucking kill him right there.
You just saw, hey, how's it going?
Fuck you.
Well, your voice sounds familiar. It does it? I'm sorry. Yeah, it sounds real familiar. Do you have a podcast? You just have a podcast? Oh, I did. Yeah, thanks.
Oh, good. Now you're gonna die.
Just sink.
Never admit you're on the podcast.
Never admit I'm on the podcast. Sorry, it's getting raw. Don't look at me, Producer Becky. She's like, she's making fun of, like, I've got saliva going because I'm that fucking worked up. You got me all worked up about Fresno now. Go and move to New York. Go suck everyone's dick in New York. I see if I give a fuck.
I'll go suck everyone's dick up
go
in the Bay
Area. Go post
it
on Facebook every day. Look, I'm in New York. Yeah. Look at this great picture I've got of Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck.
There's a lot fuck. Of there's a lot of weird dicks you probably wouldn't want to suck up in the Bay Area, though.
Weird dicks.
I would love to live in the Bay Area. I'd love to live in
weird dicks, though. There's weird dicks, though.
Yeah, but we don't need to touch the weird dicks. We just need to watch them afar.
No, but they're all weird dicks.
Enjoy it.
That's where they go. The weird dicks go to the Bay Area.
But we don't need to put weird dicks inside each other. We're already inside each other.
Well, I don't know. Weird dicks still got to get inside things.
Yeah, they still get inside
things.
Doesn't
mean it has to get inside me.
No, I agree with that.
It's like a mosquito that gets in your house. You're like, how'd you get in the house, mosquito?
Damn it.
How'd you get inside there, penis? Strange penis.
The strange, weird penis.
Weird penis. How'd you get in there?
Dark Town.